Okay, and we've actually, oh, no, this is the finished film with the color. Okay, now that's TVC. Now we see there that this large brown thing is something we actually made as a better vivisector with a big tube in it. And this is Dave Waltz narrating this. I can tell from his voice. And it's color, and we can see that here it is printing on the printer. That's Nick Horn. Berthold Horn. His office is actually next door here, right to where we are right now, I think. Yeah, Nick Horn. Berthold Horn, BKPH.
Yeah.
That's him. So he doesn't look like he's too terribly different from what I just saw him briefly the other day, but... Okay, and then here's a little lecture from Marvin Minsky, and again, Marvin Minsky looks about the same in that as they did the last time I saw him, which is not too long ago. And here he is talking about Waltz's various programs and this and that, and he also I think talks some about Winston's program maybe, and towers and such a thing. And then here is Terry Winograd's Sherdlew thing, and this is a color display. And of course, we didn't have a color display, so this was made by making slides at a slide shop or something like that, I believe. It was sending this data out to an external shop and going to quite a bit of trouble to make the color thing there. And this I think is Waltz's thesis, and he's describing it here. It basically parses the individual interior lines and the vertices variously, finding skeletons and okay. And now here we are back to the AMF farm where we're doing some of this. And here it is, finding vertices. And let's see, now what's this doing?
Force feedback allows the arm to turn a crank.
Oh, okay. Now, this is something that, that's some finger we had there. I think that did have some strange gauges on it, but that was much less used. That was, unfortunately, very
dangerous.
Oh, okay, and here's Fallman's thesis, which has something to do with towers and so on. Scott Fallman has been a professor at CMU for many years, done various things. It shows how, with one hand, you can build an unbalanced tower. Okay, now let's see here what we... Graphics, yeah. Well, see the this actually has some production. Thomas Binford is at Stanford for many years. Fallman, Finan, Freuder, Horn, Jerome Lerman, Shirai is Japan. A famous researcher at Japan. David Silver. David Silver was a son of Rollo Silver, who was a friend of Marvin. And David Silver had dyslexia, and people didn't know what dyslexia was too much in those days or what to do about it or anything. So David Silver kind of dropped out of high school, and he was around the lab, and he had some good ideas. And unfortunately, I don't think we have, so far I haven't seen any films of his stuff, but he built his own mice, and he had some stuff that did some... real-time feedback. He had a fairly simple turtle that was, and it was looking at a vivisector was looking at it, and it was sort of direct coupled loosely coupled feedback, so that, you know, it wasn't doing all the transformations or anything, but it was sort of tightly coupled. In other words, you know, it would move the turtle just a little bit and immediately see that in the vivisector and attempt to generate a transformation between the two, and basically, you know, get the turtle to where you wanted it to go without any actual sensors on the turtle itself, purely by vision and without detailed calibration. Okay, Dave Waltz, Patrick Winston, Robert Woodham. Okay, they're all. Okay, so that's that.